your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the jungles of Peru, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is an itinerant preacher and is ministering in Puerto Maldonado. The title of his preaching is To Not Be Afraid.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 10, 24 to 33. Jesus said to the apostles, "No disciple is above his teacher, no slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher, for the slave that he become like the master. If they've called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more those of the household? Therefore, do not be afraid. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus sends his disciples out to preach the good news, but he's always aware that they need to take those steps carefully, with a spoon of humility. No disciple is above the teacher, Jesus reminds them, but neither does he want the disciples to be a bunch of wimps. The call to go out into the world to share the good news of God's love is serious and urgent business. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. Jesus' call is not for the faint of heart. We're being called out of our comfort zone. It's time to hear not only the world's whispers, but the deafening cries of those who live pushed to the sidelines of life. This stepping out of our comfort zone might mean setting off on a new path in life, taking new risks, speaking to people whom we usually don't speak to. Jesus is challenging us to proclaim the truth from the housetops. Now that would catch some attention in our day. Maybe we're being called to turn off some of our electronic gadgets long enough to see the human faces of our neighbors, our co-workers, the woman at the checkout stand in the grocery store, the clearly undernourished child screaming in the waiting area of a public hospital. Life is in front of us every day, and Jesus is reminding us that we must pay attention. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. Are we awake? Are we listening? Life is more than the virtual reality that glues us to our cell phones. It's the real thing. It's God's gift to us. And how we respond to that gift makes all the difference. After the tragic massacre a few months ago at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, a number of the students knew that it was time to blaze a new path, to speak loud and clear an uncomfortable word to the world. They knew that business as usual couldn't just be business as usual anymore. Just as Jesus said, "What I say to you in the darkness, speak it out in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops." Sharing God's good news is serious business. It's our vocation as disciples. Do not be afraid of those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. That is what the young people in Parkland, Florida understood with utter clarity when the bright light of solidarity woke them up to reality that day. Fear is the secret weapon of the enemy. Three times in today's gospel, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid." If the enemy can push us into our dark closet of fear, then they've won the battle. We're on the way. This is missionary energy, and we're being called to step out into uncharted territory. Jesus is the way, and he wants to share his passion with us. We don't need to know all the answers. We don't need a GPS to make the journey. We're disciples and beggars of God's word, followers of Jesus. The answers will come in due time. For now, it's time to wake up. We are told that the word will be given to us. What I say to you in darkness, speak it up in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. Jesus calls the disciples to set off humbly, but he also reminds them of the important work that awaits them. "Do not be afraid," he says.